All right. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to chapel. Psalm 2 is a psalm about the nations. In verses 7 and 8, there's this wonderful dialogue between the Son and the Father. And the Son speaks first about the Father. And the Son says, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. He said to me, and this is what the Father says to the Son in verse 7 and 8. You are my Son. Today I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, the ends of the earth your possession. Now, I think this is one of the most important verses in the Bible, because God the Father gives the nations to Jesus, his Son. And I believe that the rest of history is the story of Jesus making the nations his. So actually, the rest of history is the fulfillment of verse 8, as Jesus is making the nations his. And one of the instruments that God has chosen to use, one of many, is the IFES, which has ministries in the 157 nations of the world. And there's only 173 nations of the world that has a university. So they're in almost every nation of the world that has a university. And we in a varsity, and also, I mean, the vision is, if you reach the students, you reach the nations, right? So if you reach the students on campus, you're going to affect that culture and that nation. So that's the vision of the IFES. And we, InterVarsity, are privileged to be a member movement of the IFES. We are partners with the other 156 member movements or nations of the world. And how do we act as good partners? We give, we pray, and we go. And that's what InterVarsity Link is about. InterVarsity Link is a division of InterVarsity. We recruit, train, send, and help care for workers who go from the USA to serve among students overseas under the auspices of the IFES. Link staff are InterVarsity staff. They are our employees. So we have 7 link coordinators or link staff coordinators who supervise, help supervise, care for the 70 or so link staff out there around the world. And it's these 7 coordinators who do the recruiting, training, sending, and caring for the link staff around the world. And we'll have a meeting here this week for the 7 coordinators, plus our wonderful administrator, Rachel Peterson, and our wonderful financial person, Becky Levy. Becky Stephen is my predecessor. She's wonderful, too. And so we're meeting this week. And so we want to give you a chance to meet them. So each of our 7 coordinators, they coordinate various regions of the world. And so each one is going to get up and have 3 minutes to share who they are and to share about their region or country that they are coordinating the work of Link, and share a couple of prayer requests. And then at the end, we'll put all the prayer requests up again and have a few minutes to pray for these prayer requests. Okay? And we start with Kurt Thiel.
Morning. I'm Kurt, and I'm one of the staff coordinators. My wife Laura and I are on staff in Northern California. We work in the Link Department, and we've been serving with InterVarsity for about 27 years, so we've been around a little while. I work with Latin America and the Caribbean, primarily, and I could say a little bit about Latin America that as I've traveled and met different staff in the region, that there is a lot of love for the U.S. and a lot of relationship and a lot of good history. And actually, I'm being asked pretty regularly for staff in Latin America. So there's a lot of openness to have people come, and they could take staff in several countries, and actually in even multiple locations in those countries. So it's been great to get to know Latin America. A prayer request for Latin America is Andres Sanchez Herrera is actually leaving today to fly to Monterrey, Mexico, and his role is going to be serving both internationally with the regional team and also locally on campuses in the Monterrey area. So there's opportunity to pray for him as he goes, and you'll see the prayer request later. Also in the Caribbean, that's obviously been a fun place to get to know. Everybody loves the Caribbean. One of the things that really is remarkable about the Caribbean is it's a relatively small area, but there's a lot of countries, as you know. And the CARIFES, the regional IFES ministry, has movements on about half of those countries. And so there's a lot of energy that's growing and a lot of vision that's growing for students who graduate from chapters in the Caribbean to go and start movements in other countries. Because a lot of times they move around for jobs or even just for vacation, but they can go and they can work with students in other countries. So two of these staff actually are Tomi Wilkerson and Brianna Wilkerson. She's actually a Caymanian. She was an international student in the U.S., met Tomi at the University of Tampa. They got married, and now they're planting the IFES movement in the Cayman Islands. So they're there now, although Tomi's still raising support and kind of getting things together. So we want to pray for them, and we're hopefully launching the ministry in January. So pray for Tomi and Brianna Wilkerson in Cayman Islands. That's me.
Good morning. I'm Renee. I think many of you know me already. I've been on staff for about 27 years as well. I'm the link staff coordinator for IFES Europe, a region where almost a quarter of the world's college students study and live, but only 2.5% of the population are evangelical Christians. And as you can see from the map, it stretches from Greenland, from Portugal to Finland. It's a very dense region. That has about 43 different countries, and includes countries where IFES movements established the IFES, like England and France, and there are countries where there are not yet, there has never been a national student movement. It includes countries that are majority Catholic, majority Protestant, majority atheist, majority Orthodox. So a lot of variety in that small region. Almost half of our link staff and volunteers work in this region or are preparing to go to this region. And IFES would like us to send tons more. So we're really grateful for our link staff who work there, doing a variety of different things with a variety of different backgrounds. Ruth Kalbskoff is a young graduate who's involved with the university. A month ago today, she left to move to Lausanne, Switzerland, where she's working with international students there. And then we have people like Bruce Hansen, who have been on staff even longer, who is actually a seminary professor in Belgium, working with two national movements in a small country of Belgium. So that gives you an overview of some of the different things that link staff in that country do. Two prayer requests. First of all, to pray for a new regional secretary for IFES Europe. They're in transition, and pray for that process and for the right person to be placed in that strategic role. And then secondly, our InterVarsity New England region recently has decided that they would like to help plant a new student movement in Luxembourg. Yes, Luxembourg is one of those places that does not have a national student movement yet. So pray for Chris Nichols and Tom Brink and those people in New England to need discernment as to how to move forward with that project. Thank you.
So I'm Elizabeth English. Some of you know me as a field staff. I appreciate all of your servanthood to me as a field staff for many years. I was on staff in Southern California for 10-ish years and then moved to Missouri and was on staff there. And then I kind of floated around a little, and some of you know me from Urbana, which was very fun, and some of you know me as helping Tom Sharp out with this crazy study abroad thing. No one really understands what's happening. We apologize for mistakes we've made in that process, by the way. Thank you for dealing with us and your patience. But yes, now I'm working with Link, and Renee mentioned how kind of many students and how many staff are in Europe and how wide the variety is of that region. So I actually just come on board the team to help her with a very small section of her European work.
I'm Tanya Van Horn, and in July we moved to Madison to work out of the NSC. InterVarsity was formative for me in my beginnings in overseas missions, and for 20 years I actually lived outside of the U.S., and the last eight of those were as a Link field staff in Eurasia. And I've been the staff coordinator for the Middle East and Africa for just under a year. Besides the field staff I supervise in those regions, I have one staff that I'm caring for who is in a very sensitive location in South Asia. As Link has added new staff coordinators over the last recent history, that has opened up some opportunities for us to develop areas where we haven't had, more recently, a lot of staff. And so I'm working to develop relationships with the regional leaders in these three regions to discover possibilities about how we can better serve the IFES in those places. We do have experienced staff serving there that have each made significant contributions, not just to the countries, but also to the regions that they've served. In Africa, Eric Miller, who's been on staff for 47 years and is actually an honorary vice president of the IFES, has been training pastors and Bible study leaders for really the whole continent of Africa and has been a great blessing. In Africa, I'm focusing on countries where InterVarsity actually has partnerships. One example would be in Malawi. SCOM has had a partnership with Downstate Illinois for about 6 years, and this summer they invited InterVarsity to send staff to work with them long term. So that's an exciting way to kind of start. In the Middle East, longer term work is on the Arabian Peninsula, where we have a team working publicly with international students and also providing training to interns who have gone through the rest of the region. One of the more notable things that they've done there is a public Muslim-Christian dialogue. This past year, they had 800 people attend on the Arabian Peninsula, so that was pretty amazing. So due to interest in new staff from the regional leadership, I've kind of focused on the Middle East more recently, and I'm thankful for a newer Link staff that has been serving in the region for the last 2 years, and she's kind of laid the groundwork for kind of pushing out into that place into the Middle East. And so as we're praying, I really do want to begin by really thanking God for our veteran staff and their faithful service, the ways in which they've impacted the regions that they've served, and also to ask God for specifically making a way for Kevin, who's a new Link staff. We've really faced some challenges in seeking to place him. And so really appreciate your prayer for that. And then, you know, as you know, the MENA region is very much in the news and very much in our hearts. And I've just been humbled and encouraged by their faithfulness as they overcome all kinds of challenges and the things that are happening there that, of course, is not on the news. So I'd appreciate your prayers for our brothers and sisters in MENA.
Morning, I'm Kevin Van Horn. Tanya and I just moved to the NSC about 2 months ago, so you may have seen me walking the halls of the building. I'm a staff coordinator for the region of Eurasia plus Romania. That's just off the map in Europe. I left university and moved to Moscow, Russia in 1993 and lived in Russia with other and worked with other missions organizations until joining Link in 2004, where Tanya and I lived in the small and unknown country of Moldova. 7 years working with the staff team there. And the issue about this, probably one of the longest regions in the IFES, stretching, I think it's 7 time zones across, is that the region is incredibly young. This next year, Ukraine will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. Many of the movements have movements that are 10 to 12 years old, but most are going to their second national leader, second president, general secretary, whatever you want to call them. And I would say the average age of the general secretaries is probably 28. Most of them were non-believers in university, became Christians, joined staff, and are now trying to lead the movement. You contrast that with the fact that during the Soviet Union, higher education was very strongly focused and pushed and highly developed, but extremely atheist and materialistic. So you've got young, new Christians trying to plant movements on extremely rigid, atheistic, materialistic university campuses. We have a very difficult time in the United States being on campus, even though most campuses in the United States were often started by Christians and had a Christian heritage. They have none of that. And so they face challenges. Plus, you have strong orthodoxy across vast sections of it. You have strong Muslim backgrounds across vast sections of it. You've got Armenia, who claims to be the first nation to become Christian in the world. You've got a very cross mix of very radically different situations, and you've got very young people working hard on incredibly low budgets to try to make an inroad for Christ. As we pray for this this move, this region of the world, just to let you know, the regional secretary is brand new as of this year. The Russian general secretary is brand new as of this year. The Belarusian secretary is brand new as of last month. So you can pray for new leadership, young leadership. I'm going to the region soon and pray that I'll get good relationships with these. They want staff. They love to have American staff. Many have great opportunities for American staff, but they're struggling to lead their own staff, and we need to grow the whole region in that capacity. Also, please pray for the shapings of new opportunities. Because the region is so young, there are opportunities for experienced intervarsity staff, not to move and live, but to visit and mentor staff. I have some with ISM work who we're working on right now. Others, some of you know Fred Newbert, who's been in downstate Illinois for 30-something years, who's now traveling around and training trainers across the region. So there's great opportunities for distance mentoring and for specialists to enter the region and kind of just help the entire region lift itself up to be able to serve its own students.
Good morning, my name is Laura Thiel, and I have been on staff, just like her, for 27 plus years, and I am the coordinator of training, so I'm the director of orientation and debriefing for University Link. I do prayer ministry, and I just got my spiritual direction certificate, so I'm going to offer spiritual direction to our people out of the field. I also, another thing that's been added to my job description, I'm very thankful for this, is that I'm the supervisor for our people we're sending out to India and Cambodia. A lot of you know Cambodia, if you know much about the central region, they're really connected to Cambodia. It was a long process of figuring out where God wanted them to help plant a chapter somewhere in the world, and so they chose Cambodia. And actually they've been trying to start that, they call it FES, they just dropped the I. The FES movement there for 14 years, and so last spring when I went, we had some good prayer time about that, what's blocking this from happening. There's an Indonesian couple there, and then this past year we sent Steph Schmaltz, if any of you know her, from Iowa, to help this along. And so she is now in charge. She did a good year of learning the Khmer language last year. That's very hard. And so this year she's in charge of all of Phnom Penh and all the ministries in Phnom Penh. So we're praying. My prayer request for Cambodia is that they would actually get the board and all the requirements that the IVS needs for them to actually start the movement. And we're hoping that will happen this year. So please pray for the FES movement to get established this year. It would be like a huge celebration. As far as India goes, India is a country I was never attracted to in my early years. You know, we lived in Slovakia, Kurt and I lived in Slovakia and other things, but boy, when I went there last year, I just fell in love with the people and what's going on there. The UESI movement has 200 Indian staff. India in general is the youngest country in the world. More people under 25 are in India, and there's a huge, they really value education, so lots of these people are in the universities there. India has about a fifth of the world's population, lots of people. So when I was in Delhi,
I've never seen so many people on the subway. I mean, I've been to different subways around the world, but this was a whole new level of people. So India has lots of people not believing in Christ. Delhi is less than 1% Christian. Other places in India, there is more Christian influence. Prayers for India is, we'd like to start a global project to India. This year we're starting to pray about that, looking for a place in the U.S. that would want to partner with us in that. Our staff worker there, Sarah Ward, she was a tenured staff that we sent this past year, is going to work on her side of receiving people. And we also have two more InterVarsity Link staff going out in January, Patricia Pendergrass and Justin Irwin's going out in February, so we'll have three InterVarsity Link staff there. Lots of great partnership there. The Indian people are like, yes, we want more American staff to come, and so we're hoping that that will happen. So one of the opportunity to grow for the Indian movement is in evangelism. It's just not something you do in India because of Hinduism, Sikhism, Buddhism, Muslim, it's just really a difficult place to do much evangelism. So with the Global Project, we're hoping that that will bring in some new influx and influence in evangelism in the country. So great country, great staff. Both of those countries have amazing staff that's been very fun to partner with. So thank you.
Okay, so put up the, okay. So what we've done is taken all the prayer requests and put them up here. And what I'd like you to do is turn in to form little groups of two or three and pray for, choose one of these that you heard and just pray together for a few minutes for one or two of these requests. Okay, so please turn your chairs and gather in groups of two or three.